Welcome back to After Hours. Tonight we're enjoying some great classical masterpieces. Toward the end of the 19th and early 20th century, Claude Debussy, a French composer, was writing some of the first impressionist music. In 1905, he wrote the Suite Bergmanesque. The third movement of the piece became a well-known composition called Clair de Lune, based on a poem by Paul Verlaine. The London Symphony Orchestra performs it under the direction of Don Jackson. Toward the end of World War I, Gustav Holst, an English composer, wrote a piece called The Planets. It was an astrological concept intended to convey ideas of emotions associated with the influence of the planets on the psyche. Each movement was dedicated to a different planet. This one is called Venus, the bringer of peace. The London Symphony Orchestra again performs it. You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU-LP Huntley Community Radio. Another French composer who is often associated with Impressionism is Maurice Ravel. In the early 20th century, he was considered to be France's greatest living composer. His last composition probably became his most famous. In 1928, he completed Bolero, a work commissioned as a ballet for Ida Rubinstein. Here, the Dresden State Opera Orchestra performs it under the direction of Neville Marriner. We'll finish this evening's program by playing a composition by a man who was known as the Dean of American Composers, Aaron Copland. He lived through the beginning of the 20th century. This piece became well known in the 1940s. Fanfare for the Common Man is performed by the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Leonard Bernstein. This has been After Hours. I hope you've enjoyed the program and will tune in again next Sunday night. I'm Kevin Fenner.